You are listening to a Side Streets production.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Hey, let's go to town. Hey, maybe I'll show you around. Hey, let's go to town on the weekend. All the best of summer Side Street. Might be hot, but it's a dry heat,
Hello and welcome to the Side Streets Podcast, episode number 028. Now, can you believe it has been 7 whole months since I started doing this podcast? 7 months, that's incredible. And over those 7 months, we've seen this podcast evolve and take shape and do all sorts of different things. I'm able to have conversations with anyone I want. I'm able to talk about anything I like. But this week, we are getting back to our roots because this podcast began as a way to bring Tucson, Arizona to the world. A lot of people who don't live here or aren't familiar with our city tend to have a lot of misconceptions about Tucson, might not know everything that this place has to offer. So the whole reason I started this podcast was because I felt like over the past couple of years, the Tucson music scene has been blowing up, and as a result, the enthusiasm to get out and do stuff in this town is at a level that I don't remember it ever being. So, with that said, I've spent a big part of this Labor Day weekend going out, seeing music, being a part of Tucson, Arizona, and I'm here to report what I've seen and heard. So every once in a while, our feud scout, the Toronto Tornado, @Cameron_Durkin on Twitter, brings us a feud of the week, something that we can direct our rage and frustration at. But this podcast's unspoken underlying feud every single episode is that person who says, "There's nothing to do here." And it's always that tone of voice. It's always whiny, complainy, just, "Give me something to do. This place is boring." If you live in Tucson, Arizona, and you're that person, that means you simply are not trying hard enough. There is stuff to do and great things to be a part of everywhere. No matter what your taste or what your interest, something is out there for you. So, on Saturday night, I hit the town with my wife Kelly, @KellyHawk on Twitter, for day 3 of the HoCo Fest, a 4-day music and art extravaganza that showcases the best of what Tucson has to offer. So the first thing we did, we went to the Beeline, which is our little spot, you know, it's on 4th Avenue, our little restaurant that we like to go to on special occasions. And once you're in your 30s, yes, it is a special occasion when you go out on the town to go see rock music. She had her pasta dish that she loves, I had my chicken quesadilla. I usually go for the burrito, as you know, as loyal listeners of this show know. But I am a very nuanced, complicated person with wide, diverse interests. I like burritos, I like tacos, I like quesadillas, I like enchiladas. You put it in front of me, I'm gonna eat it. We had a lovely dinner. And then, next thing we did, is we jumped on the Tucson Streetcar, our city's multi-million-dollar public transit project. It's this somewhat divisive, but something that we think is pretty awesome kind of thing that joins the university to 4th Avenue to downtown, so people don't have to try to park their cars. They can ride around, see everything Tucson has to offer. We love it. But there are some people that like to see Tucson stay small and stay in the 70s and 80s and not really improve in the ways that it's capable of improving. But we think the streetcar is a great, great thing. So this is our first ride. We really enjoyed it. Around 8 o'clock, we head to the Hotel Congress to go see day 3 of the HoCo Fest. This year's festival bought a bunch of national touring bands. Like on Thursday, a group Classics, all the, you know, with all the X's at the end. They were here, and then Nick Turner from Hawkwind played on Friday. They had a big old thing happening on Sunday. But we pinpointed Saturday as our day to go because that was the local showcase. That's where a lot of the best up-and-coming local bands in town got to play, either on the outside stage or the inside stage. we really liked the way this went down, because one of my pet peeves when I go to shows is when they say, doors are at this time, show starts at this time, but the show actually starts about an hour later, and you're gonna have to stay until midnight, 1 a.m. if you actually want to see the headliner. But at day three of the Hoco Fest, if they said a band was starting at 8 o'clock, that band started at 8 o'clock. Love it. More of that, please. So when we got there, the first band we encountered was Sunbones. I talked about them a little bit on last week's episode, and seeing them on the Hotel Congress stage, kind of a bigger atmosphere, really brought out the best of their sound. Sunbones is a five-piece that kind of reminds me of Grizzly Bear or maybe Local Natives. On their Bandcamp page, which is sunbones.bandcamp.com, they describe themselves as a chamber punk band based in Tucson that makes a name for themselves with intricate soaring five-part harmonies and a quirky, energetic live show. That just about nails it. And this was Kelly's favorite band of the night by far, because they had a lot of energy. One of the guys spent one of the songs dancing around throughout the crowd with his tambourine. Kelly likes that kind of thing. She likes fun, she likes energy, and she likes a band that doesn't take itself too seriously. So, the way this podcast is going to work is I'm going to put little sound clips of some of the bands that we saw, and I want you to head over to their Bandcamp page, or if they have an official website, go over there, and if you like what you hear, put down a little bit of money and support these guys, because they're really trying to make a go of it. The song you're going to hear right now is called Las Aguas, which you can find on their debut record, Sentinel Peak, at sunbones.com.
Oh, the stillness of a photograph, the reminder that you're never going back. You were standing in the reference stacks. You're so pretty, I just had to laugh. Oh, and it hurts now, but I'm used to it. I just keep breathing under all this water. Hits the ground, it hits your nose. The streets run deep with the summer flows. Men have drowned trying to cross that road. I guess we're lucky we were taking it slow. Oh, and it's better just a little bit. I just keep breathing under all this water.
The next band we made a point to go see was Best Dog Award. Now last fall, Best Dog Award caught a bit of a break when Vampire Weekend rolled through town, and the original opening act, Sky Ferreira, was unable to perform for various non-music related reasons. So Best Dog Award got the last second call, hey, can you guys jump on, do a 30-minute set before Vampire Weekend? That's amazing. So they got themselves ready, they played one heck of a show, and got to tour with Vampire Weekend for about 3 or 4 cities. It was phenomenal. So they spent the past year since that show putting together an EP, playing shows, going on a little bit of a West Coast tour, making it happen. And this is the first time I've really gotten to see a full Best Dog Award set. And I would describe their sound as lying somewhere between, if we were to put Yaysayer on the far left and Real Estate on the far right, Best Dog Award kind of meets in the middle. They've got these really clean, chimey guitars like Real Estate, but they go in all sorts of odd directions with crazy world rhythms like Yaysayer tends to do. I personally prefer when they stay more toward the Real Estate side of the divide, but all in all, I thought their half-hour set was really good, and they snuck in a Pedro the Lion cover. So, thumbs up, Best Dog Award. You should go to their website, bestdogaward.com, and watch the video they made for Successful. You'll also be able to watch the video at our blog, sidestreetspodcast.tumblr.com. And keep an ear out this fall, because Best Dog Award is working on a split 7-inch with the aforementioned Sunbones. And just as the Best Dog Award set was wrapping up, our old friends in Catterwall were just getting going on the outside stage. And that's one thing we really liked about this concert, was there was no wasted time. Once one of the inside bands stopped, one of the outside bands started. There was no downtime. Bam, bam, bam. Huge shout out to Matt Baquet and everybody at the Hotel Congress for an A-plus professional rock concert. Excellent job. So Catterwall, This was the second time I'd gotten to see them since they'd come back from their summer tour. And before they went on the road, they were a really good band. But since they've come back, they're tighter, they're louder, they're just more sure of themselves. It's really a wonder what a couple of months on the road can do for a young band. And they just sound so tight and so on top of it. But they're going through a bit of a personnel change as their bass player slash force of nature, Lori Leshen, is moving away. So Catterwall is going to be undergoing a bit of a transformation. But I have full faith that they'll come out of this on the other side sounding as good as ever, because they are too good to stop now. We're going to listen to a little bit of 1 Plus 1. It's a re-recorded, remastered version of this song that originally appeared on their debut record, Give Me Fever, which you can now find on their 4-track EP, Desert Cats. Also, check out episode 013 of this podcast, where I talked to Brittany Catter about the evolution of this band and where it's headed. Here's Catterwall. This is about the point in the evening when Kelly and I look at each other and she knows what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say, let's go home. Because even though there was a lot of really good music left to go, we're old. This was something that kept coming up throughout the evening. It was something we kept saying to each other as we were looking at all the young, vibrant, hip people in downtown. We kept looking at each other and saying, we're old. Let's go home. Let's go see our dog and our cat, take off our shoes and lay down. Which is what we did. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention at least two other bands that were playing at the Hoco Fest. Two of my favorite bands in town, in fact. A little bit after we left, a band called Human Behavior went on stage. And I've seen them a couple of times before, and they're great. Their music makes me feel things. Scary things, things that I can't really put into words. They're kind of a gothic folk group. Their music's in the tradition of Will Oldham slash Bonnie Prince Billy, or maybe that band Strands of Oak, or maybe those Vic Chestnut records. There's a banjo and acoustic guitars and a lot of people singing, and it's kind of this dirgy Americana kind of music. Now, I tend to gravitate towards high energy, garage, psychedelic. That is my wheelhouse. But, like I said before, with the quesadillas and the burritos and the tacos and the enchiladas, I am a nuanced, complex person. I like lots of different things. And Human Behavior gives me something that few other bands in Tucson do. And we're gonna hear a little bit of their song, I'm Sorry, Hosanna, from their most recent album, Golgotha, which you can find at humanbehavior.bandcamp.com. Right now is where I would typically fade it out, but I'm gonna just let this whole song ride because I like it a lot. And I'm talking right now, so you have to go buy the thing. You know when they do that in rap songs where they talk over it with that hot 97 exclusive? Well, this is a Side Streets exclusive. You need to give these guys money if you want to hear this song not ruined by me. Really good. Let's get the beat back and finish out the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at NPreventice. Headlining day 3 of Hoco Fest was none other than our friends in Prombody. Their very first show happened at this very festival 1 year ago, so it was kind of a culmination of what has been a remarkable year for one of the biggest bands in town. In this year, they've gone from the bedroom recording project of one Michael Fay to being on Stereo Gum and NPR and Noisy, and they've been all over the place. Their record Naughty by Natural has sold very well, and if you haven't got your copy yet, you can still get it at prombody.bandcamp.com. So much of what has made this band so successful in this past year is the way that the town's creative community has rallied behind them, helping make these music videos and raising money to go on tour. And it's just been this really awe-inspiring thing to see this group of people get together and try to make this work. Everything you need to know about Prombody, you can hear in episode number 023, which we will link to on our blog as well. So here's a little sample of Do What You Do, the most recent single off their album Naughty by Natural. The last highlight from our big Tucson Labor Day weekend was on Monday morning. We woke up at 5 o'clock to take part in the Saguaro National Park 8-mile/5K. We've done this every year for the past 4 years, and every year it's still hard because running is just brutal. Now, we didn't do the 8-mile, we did the 5K. I'm not quite ready to tackle that 8-mile yet, but I'm happy to report that I got the best time I've ever gotten on this hilly outside course, and I finished second in my age group. Now that comes with a giant asterisk next to it, because all of the fastest age 30 to 34 runners obviously took part in the 8-mile, but I'm not gonna second guess this. I'm gonna enjoy this. I did great. I earned it in the 5K. But still, this time next year, my goal is to run in that 8-mile. Now, if you listen to last week's episode, I'm happy to report that I'm more than 2 weeks into this new sober living, and I feel great. I've lost 8 pounds, and I've never felt better. I'm not going to make too big of a deal out of it. That's just the way it is. I'm really, really happy right now. So, taking us out is a song called No Wrong, No Right from the great Langus Largus, who just got back to town after a 3-week tour. Langus Largus is awesome. They've been doing this since before I got here, and they'll be doing this long after I go. These are one of those foundational bands in town. They've been doing weird psych rock regardless of whether or not it's popular. And they're just the best. This track was included on Dune Drift number 2, the most recent Tucson music compilation from our friends at Topaz. Joel and Krista were gracious enough to let me use this song at the end of the podcast, but head over to their website and head over to our blog, sidestreetspodcast.tumblr.com, where you can download the full compilation. There obviously weren't enough bands at HocoFest to describe the vast variety of music that is happening here, but this really cool compilation from Joel and Krista does a nice job to show you just how many different things are happening here. There is something for everyone on this new compilation, and I encourage you to please check it out. Now, you've been listening to the Side Streets podcast. My name is Nick Ferbenis, and if you're listening to this on the day that this comes out, I will see you at Ty Siegel, Wednesday night, Hotel Congress, with our friends in Prom Body opening. Now that is something fun to do. We are lifted,